West Valley High. Probably some of the hottest babes in the state go to this school. But me and my pals haven't exactly gotten laid. Hell, none of us even ever been to second base with a woman. So we all decided that before graduation, we would make a pact where we all had to blow up the school!
And now, from
Fantastic opening song. Welcome to Giddy Up Rodeo, where just days ago we had a pretty high-stakes game of Truth or Dare, and so now we're going back to high school in the 80s. Your move, Hank. Your move. Truth or Dare, Hank. Your turn. I'll find out what you answer in 30 years or whenever we figure out how to end this episode. So, it's going to be a great episode.
Hey, Spaz. What? I said, hey, Spaz. You looking at my girlfriend, kid?
I wasn't looking at anybody.
Were you looking at Tina, man? You look at Tina one more time, man. I'm going to pound you right in the face.
I don't even know who Tina is.
I'm going to pound you right in the face, dude. You keep your eyes off Tina,
sure,
man.
Dude,
that's my Tina.
Look at, what the?
Nerd.
I didn't look at anything. God, this is going to be
Well, different. I could be your friend.
What? No, who are you?
I saw what happened back there. That was pretty cool.
Sure, not really.
So
but...
you're new here, and I can show you around and explain the rules of 1980s high school to you. That way the audience at home can also understand.
I appreciate your offer, but I can explain directly to the audience myself. I don't need you to be some sort of exposition character for me. Not to mention, you're clearly a nerd.
I gotta get the class.
Good.
Principal Hardfoot, hey, what's up? What do you?
I think it might be in your best interest if you went to class.
Sure, yeah, I was just gonna head there, but I'm doing the...
Sure would be a shame if I had to flunk you.
But yeah...
Right before graduation.
I don't think principals have the judicial power to flunk a student.
What?
Like, the teachers are the ones who actually do the grading. All the principal does is basically maintain the school, right? That's a made-up...
Enough, okay? I got my eye on you.
Sure, okay. Yeah.
Get to class.
Sure, Principal Hardfoot.
Pay.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll pay.
Okay, I'll pay. What? Okay, I'm going. I'm going to class. Sorry about that, listeners. Anyway... Here's the next thing.
Hey, kids.
Yeah?
Anybody ever offer you dope before?
No.
That's why you say no. What would you say if someone asked you if you ever wanted some cocaine?
Say no.
That's why you say no. Cocaine's bad for kids.
Yeah, kids. What about a grown-up?
Depends what you do.
What do you do?
Look, I'm an actor in the 80s. I do cocaine sometimes, but I'm gonna...
You're an actor?
Well, I'm acting in this thing right now.
This isn't this big thing.
I didn't say I was a famous actor.
Why would you...
Look, kid...
Oh, I just lost power to some of my podcast equipment.
Man.
You guys pulled the cords?
Strike two.
Sorry, listeners, this asshole jock dude cut off the power. Guy, I'm here to record a podcast, okay? And sometimes
so what,
I have to record
so
the previously recorded bits as part of the recording of the recording.
Well, I can tell you that the only recording I'm gonna do is of your butt.
You're gonna record my butt?
No, I'm gonna, like, kick your butt in 5 days.
Those are very
at
different
at the senior day parade, my float's gonna win first place.
No way, there's
your
just no
float,
way.
Your float, we already trashed it. Peace.
What? I'm sorry. Did you just... Oh, just walk... Did you say you trashed a float?
Oh, God. Okay.
That float is not only our Senior Day Parade float, which hopefully I thought we could ribbon in, but that is also our time machine back to the present, or the future, back to 2016, oh god. Oh god, we're stuck. Okay, we'll be right back.
Oh god!
Why do I continue to just mistake after mistake in my life? Oh god, oh shh! Oh, that's right, the power's cut. We can't actually cut to, can't actually cut to anything. Okay, what's my parents' number in 1986? Pick up, somebody pick up. Hello, this is gonna sound super weird, but... Steven?
What?
3-year-old Steven, is that you?
Yeah, what do you want?
I'm you from the future. Well, I'm actually here in 1986 with you, but I'm from the future.
What's the future like?
Yeah, it's got its pros, it's got its cons. I mean, actually, though, come to think of it, your future would probably, in theory, be different than mine because of this very moment now. Like, for instance, I don't ever remember a point when I was 3 answering a phone call from my future self, so clearly we're already on different paths.
I don't think I understand.
Oh, sorry, I know you're only 3. Time travel is a weird thing.
No, I understand time travel, but I just find it almost borderline offensive. How you completely dismiss the idea of a fixed timeline. You're completely already sold that it's a multiverse. How are you so for sure?
I would have remembered that my
have
childhood.
Have you really
though?
Done enough exploratory analysis to come to a better conclusion than what you've already done, Steven?
Is this what it's like for other people to talk to me? Look, dude, I'm gonna just hang up, okay? Why don't you go suggest to your family to name another cat Simon? Because that's a totally unique name. You have some freaking creativity. Okay, I need to make a better call. Please pick up.
Hello?
Hey, low self-esteem robot.
The cat made me her Omega.
Well, it was your idea to stay back in 2016 so you could watch my cat. In the meanwhile, though, I'm stuck in 1986 right now, okay? And I only have 5 days to write an algebra term paper, convince that hot nerd girl who currently hates me that she needs to go to the prom with me, and also, I have to build a parade float that can not only travel through time and space, but that can also win a ribbon, preferably. And if I don't do all that, I am going to be stuck here forever.
You can just do a montage.
Even a montage wouldn't be enough with just the two of us.
I can try to call somebody.
Calling who?
I'm the vampire that lives in the attic. Hey, vamp, we need you to help us do a montage.
Did you call him vamp?
That's my nickname for him.
You guys have nicknames for each other?
No, I don't have any sort of nickname for her. I barely even know her.
Sure.
I don't feel like I've even ever addressed her by any name.
I thought we were friends.
What a loser. Alright, I'm starting this montage off. I'm on the empty school bleachers. I keep trying to write my algebra term paper, but I just can't get it right. What's going on your side of the phone, low self-esteem robot?
Well, I'm just staring at a clock, and I'm making a facial expression that says, oh no, don't go so fast.
Cool. Thank you, low self-esteem robot, for pensively keeping track of time in this montage. Ivan the vampire who lives in my attic. What are you doing right now on your side of the phone?
Well, I'm at a Hobby Lobby looking for crafts to build a float.
Awesome. And I'm currently leaving hidden but thoughtful apology notes for Hot Nurgle to find. Not because I actually think what I called her was offensive, but because I need her to agree to go with me to prom.
And I'm anxiously looking at a calendar, but I'm also holding a broom to defend myself from your cat.
And I'm finding so many good crafts here at Hobby Lobby. I'm getting weird looks from people, but I'm about to check out.
And I'm in the physics department, where I've befriended a whole bunch of nerds, and now we're building a time machine engine together.
And I'm in a time lapse of day to night to day to night to show the passage of days is happening.
And I'm being dragged away by the Hobby Lobby employees. Oh,
get out of there, Abby, get out of there! I think I got everything I needed for the montage, as it turns out.
Do vampires die forever?
Well, no episode of this podcast has ever said before how death works within the universe of the show. But I would assume that a podcast that has time travel robots, puppets, kaiju, Nazis, ghosts, and a Jamie Farr who's never actually talked, that there's probably a decent chance that vampire will be alive again.
But when's that?
I don't know. Probably a few episodes from now, he'll make an appearance, and there'll be no mention of the fact that he previously died in this episode. You know how it works. And speaking of work, our interview and musical guest for this week is a hard-working pop singer. Please welcome...
What the? Smoke everywhere.
That's right, everybody. Listen up. See, me and my friends here, we're a little bit pissed off that we're not getting any attention. Not to mention, I can't get a girl to like me.
I don't really want to be the voice of reason to a dude holding a gun who just set off a bomb, but do you think maybe the reason you can't find a girl is because you're the dude holding a gun who just set off a bomb?
No! I'm holding a gun because we're all invisible, and we're all virgins, and so I'm going to kill everybody in this school, and then I'm going to blow it
up. Whoa, you're gonna blow up and shoot up the school simply because you're a virgin?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Dude, no, look, I'm from the future, okay? I come from 2016, and that's completely what would happen then. But this is 1986, all right? That's not how this works.
Oh, really? So what would you suggest I do?
Well, excuse me while I look directly into the camera. That doesn't exist because this is an audio podcast. What you need to do is get laid!
If you really wanna make friends in life, then all you really need to do is get laid tonight. If you really wanna make it better, if you really want a better high school life, then all you really gotta do is get laid.
Well, nothing ever resolves a climatic situation better than a fading out 80s song. So everything's good. Oh, Principal Hartfoot.
I just wanted to say to you that in my entire career as a principal, I've never had a student to make me so infuriatingly proud.
Wait, proud? That's a reversal.
Yes, what you did back there. Also,
thank you.
I read your algebra term paper.
Oh, A squared plus B squared equals me squared.
Yes, and I'm going to give it an A plus plus.
I mean, I gotta point out real quick, I don't think principals actually grade algebra term papers. In fact, I'm pretty sure that algebra would not have a term paper, being that it's a mathematical course.
Okay, it's fine. Instead of going to 2016, I want you to stay here with me. 1986, you could be a principal.
Wait, me be the principal?
Yes.
No, I do not have a disappointing enough hairline to be a principal.
Freeze frame!
West Valley High, 1986. Wow. We never actually made it to California that summer, but God, did we have a fun time. Eventually, I got back to my time after spending a month in 1986 as an adult who returned to high school based on a dare that I received from Hank, and I asked Hank, truth or dare, and he said truth. So I asked him if he'd ever shown anyone his butt before. The answer was no. See you next week.